the field has moved on. And despite all the uncertainties, the fact is that clinical trials groups have moved this forward, and there are two very large randomized clinical trials, one familiar to you because it's based in Europe, the MINDAC trial, and one based in the US, the TAILOR-RX trial. And these two trials are asking what on the surface is an apparently simple question: can they use these gene expression signatures? And so I'll just walk you through this slide. This panel on the left is from the original publication of the NKI group. This was published in Nature 5 years ago, showing that based on gene expression profiling, they were able to identify a 70-gene signature that appeared to separate nicely the tumors that were destined to develop metastases from the ones that did not. And then in a News and Views that I wrote with my colleague Sam Aparicio, we said that if indeed this signature was validated, that it could spare a much larger number of patients from receiving unnecessary adjuvant treatment. And the MINDAC trial is asking that precise question in a prospective fashion by randomizing women to having their treatment based on the results of the 70-gene signature if they are put in an intermediate risk category. And